This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Earlier this week, natural gas prices in the U.S. rose to their highest level since 2008, around the time of the shale boom. That's because many Western nations are no longer buying oil and gas from Russia because of its invasion of Ukraine. The price of gas reached just over $8 per million British thermal units, as gas is measured. BTUs. Today, that price is down a bit, but still about double what it was this time last year. And some analysts are asking if the U.S. should be holding on to more of the liquefied natural gas that it's been exporting to other countries to keep down energy costs at home. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
The U.S. is sending record amounts of liquefied natural gas overseas. Trey Cowan at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis says that's because U.S. producers want to cash in. The boycott of Russian gas by many nations has pushed up prices because a chunk of supply has disappeared.
You've got more bidders for the commodity, in this case, LNG. You've got more bidders for it, and that drives up the price.
And it drives up the price of natural gas in the U.S., too. Now, natural gas isn't quite a global commodity like oil is, but more and more we're seeing that international prices affect what we pay here. And Anna Mikuska at Rice University says we're also not just sending liquefied gas overseas.
Everybody keeps thinking about LNG exports, but we are actually exporting quite a lot of gas via pipeline, mostly to Mexico.
Those export contracts are often in 20-year increments, so beyond a natural disaster, it's tough for a natural gas producer to just stop exporting and keep more gas at home to drive down the price. Now, a big part of the problem here is that supply isn't reacting to $100 oil like it has in the past. Stuart Glickman is an equity analyst at CFRA. He says investors are more geared for short-term returns now, and there are other factors preventing oil companies from ramping up production quickly, too.
Pipe is more expensive and harder to come by. Steel is more expensive. Labor is harder to find.
And beyond supply constraints, demand is different now, too. In the past, U.S. power plants would often switch to burning coal when the price of natural gas reached about $3.50. Robert Johnston at Columbia says that's not happening these days for a couple of reasons.
One is that we have shut in a fair amount of coal-fired power plants. The other is that coal is also in short supply and a high price as well. So the economics of switching from gas to coal have not been that great either.
That's beside the environmental concerns of burning coal as well. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.